Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Talk 1370's Ask the Experts, the show all about your health, your life, your home, your finances, and so much more. With our rotating cast of experts, you can catch up with past episodes online at talk1370.com/experts or on the radio.com app, favorite Talk 1370. Click on Ask the Experts and catch up with our past episodes anytime, anywhere. And if you've got a question for our experts for a future show, you can email us, asktheexperts@talk1370.com. Joining us today, Stephen Dietz with Southwest Recovery Services. Stephen, welcome to Ask the Experts.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Southwest Recovery Services. What kind of business is it? What do you do, and how long have you been in business?
Southwest Recovery Services is a third-party, contingency-based debt collection agency based in Dallas, Texas, but we have offices all across the state of Texas. What we do is help customers collect money, past due invoices, amounts that they have not been able to collect from people that they have done business with. We work with any type of business in most verticals. We have a lot of experience in the medical, the real estate, commercial. We do it all. What we really do is help people solve problems. We talk with business owners every day that have headaches, problems, staff issues, you name it. And what we do is we become an outsourced collection department for them. We help customers collect money that they can't collect and give them back peace of mind. We also add time into a business owner's day. And at the end of it all, that is priceless.
Tell us a little bit about the debt collection industry. And you were kind of touching on some of the details there. Obviously, you know, you talk about debt collection, there's a lot of negative press. It sounds like Southwest Recovery provides great value to businesses, both large and small. Tell us a little bit about that and kind of what sets you apart from some of the negative press that may be out there.
Well, I think a lot of the negative press comes from people that have sour grapes. Most of the consumers out there that are being contacted are just not happy that they're being contacted. And so there's a lot of, read between the lines, so to speak, when it comes to that. I think also you have a lot of unethical collection agencies out there that are willing to collect by any means possible, by hook or crook. Southwest Recovery Services was not founded on those principles. I've been the owner of this company now for a little over 19 years, and I have more than 30 years experience in the industry. And I come from a background where you look somebody in the eye, you shake their hand, you do what you say, and you say what you do. We don't stand for any of the negative commentary from our collectors. We listen in on their phone calls. We manage them very tightly to make sure that when they're talking with our customers, clients or debtors, if you will, that the utmost respect is being paid to the individual that they're trying to collect the money from. It does us no good to be one of those companies that's getting that negative press, because at the end of the day, if we're not treating our clients' customers with respect, our clients are not going to do business with us. It gives them a bad name. In today's marketplace, everything is about the reviews and the online reputation of companies. That's where most of the digital marketing and advertising budgets are going. So if we're not doing a good job, it's going to come out really quickly. And as the owner of the company, I just won't stand for collectors that are being abusive, breaking the law. We just don't do that here. It's a very simple approach. I've always looked at debt collections as sales in reverse. My clients have already sold a product or service, and now our job as a collection agent is to sell their customer into paying. And we don't do that by talking down or using demeaning tactics or abusive tactics or being threatening or being basically a bully. You know, those tactics just don't work. I've never gone into a department store or any type of a business and bought something from somebody that was treating me poorly. I don't give a tip to a waitress or a waiter that was talking to me, you know, poorly or wasn't attentive to my needs. And so if you take that simple approach, you'd be surprised what you can get from people.
You mentioned medical debt and small businesses being some of your key customers. Talk a little bit about some of the industries your firm works with and who should consider utilizing your services if they're experiencing difficulty in recovering their outstanding debts.
Anybody with a shingle that's got a name or a business out there that's experiencing a debt problem or a difficult customer, we're always able to provide advice or direction. You know, we definitely want to be an advocate for our customers and providing just simple information. More importantly, I've built the business on working with small and large customers. Some of the bigger verticals that we work in are property management. Some of the areas that we specialize in are commercial property management, leases that businesses sign where they don't fulfill their obligations. We work with a lot of franchising companies that have franchising agreements where they are signing up business owners or individuals for that matter to open up a franchise and they don't pay their fees. We do a lot of business in the medical, both for the single practitioner, managed service organizations, dental managed service organizations. We do facility level. We do multiple practices. We work in the chiropractic field. We work in the veterinarian field. We do a lot of work with restoration companies, home restoration, whether it be roofing or mitigation, water mitigation, any type of restoration work that has to be done on the home. There's a lot of flooding that happens in Texas, especially around Houston. We have a lot of clients in that market that hire us because their customers got the insurance check and didn't pay them for the work that was done. We do a lot of work with private businesses that have internet-based sales where they have subscriptions that aren't being paid. The fitness industry is another one that we do a lot of work in. HVAC, I mean, really, I've never found a debt that I can't collect. It's just a matter of the approach that's taken to collect it. A medical debt is not the same as a veterinarian debt, or a veterinarian debt is not the same as a commercial debt. But it is really deep down the approach that you take with the person that you're trying to collect the money from. And if you are, you know, working with a keen respect for that person's dignity and trying to solve a problem rather than make one for them, we find at the end of the day that that approach is successful in almost any vertical that that we try to tackle.
If you've got a small business where your customer's outstanding debts are getting a little high, or you're just looking for someone to take the hassle of collections off your hands, Southwest Recovery is an experienced professional debt recovery company that can help you. They'll take your accounts on a contingency basis. Right now, log on to swrecovery.com or Monday, pick up the phone. They're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 at 866-558-3328. That's 866-558-3328. Or again, anytime online at swrecovery.com. Stephen, when is the best time for someone to contact you if they think they need help recovering their debts? And more importantly, how long should they wait or not wait, depending on the case?
Well, Casey, that's the million-dollar question. I tell people all the time, debt is not like fine wine. It does not get better with age. If you think you have a problem, you probably do. And so the sooner that you get a professional involved to do the asset and liability investigation, background checks, things that we do on our end to get ahead of the curve, if you will, the better off you're going to be as a business owner, or the better off your business is going to be. We get calls all the time from people that wait 2 years, 3 years. They're trying to collect from a business that's already gone defunct. They don't have a personal guarantee, and we have to tell them, I'm sorry, you know, we could have helped you if you called us at 90 days or 120 days or even 180 days. But holding on to a piece of paper that has some numbers on it is just a piece of paper. Those numbers need to be deposited into your bank account, and that's why it's important to get a collection agent involved. The sooner the better. More importantly, as a collection agency, we can charge lower fees the sooner you get us involved. Our medical clients, for instance, we offer early out services where we get involved as a first party, where we're actually making calls as the agent of the entity. And so we can charge much lower rates because there's going to be a much larger volume of money that's going to come through on those. So the sooner that somebody gets in touch with us, the lower the rates are going to be. And additionally, the better the success rate is. Sitting on it and waiting for the best is not the business owner's best option.
Talk about some of the methods that are kind of in your tool bag as far as collecting debts.
Well, the first and most important thing is how we go about scoring the account. Each account that that comes into our office is scored. The gentleman that heads that department has got more than 40 years of experience in looking at credit reports, looking at skip tracing tools. That's the most important part of what we do. We look into that individual or that business's background. Believe it or not, a person's credit history and asset liability report is really a roadmap to that person's life. It shows you the ups, it shows you the downs, it shows you the curves, it shows you the straight roads. And so we can better assign an account to a collector that we feel is best suited to manage that particular portfolio by getting a sense of who and what we're doing before we make that first phone call. I'll give you an example. When we pull somebody's soft credit score, it tells us things like, how many credit cards do you have open? How much do you owe that credit card company? And more importantly, how much of an open balance do you have on that credit card? So it allows my staff, when they're talking or negotiating with somebody about paying a bill, to refute the fact that they don't have the ability to pay. One of the most common things that we hear is, I can't pay you. When we have a credit score pulled up in front of us, and we can refute that by saying, Mr. Jones, that's not exactly true. I'm looking at a copy of your credit report here, and it says that you have a $50,000 limit on your Bank of America card. Why don't we just go ahead and transfer that balance onto that card, and you can make payments back to the credit card company. You'd be surprised how many people are just absolutely shocked that you knew that. And it also puts a sense of urgency into that person, because they know they're dealing with a professional that knows what they're doing.
If you're looking for an experienced professional debt recovery company to take on your collections challenges for your small business, give Stephen and his team an opportunity to take a look at your business and see if they're a right fit for you. Give them a call Monday at 866-558-3328. That's 866-558-3328. Or log on anytime, swrecovery.com. That's swrecovery.com. They'll take your accounts on a contingency. They don't get paid if you don't get paid. It's that simple. Stephen and his team of experienced, professional, compliant collection agents looking forward to possibly taking on your challenges. Give them a call Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and see if they're the right fit for you. Time for a break. We're talking all things debt recovery on this episode of Ask the Experts. We're back with our guest, Stephen Dietz from Southwest Recovery Services, after this on Talk 1370's Ask the Experts.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And welcome back to Talk 1370's Ask the Experts. Our topic this afternoon is debt recovery. Our guest on the line right now is Stephen Dietz with Southwest Recovery Services. If your business is a little out of whack on its receivables, maybe that's a pain point for you. You've got some customers that owe you some money. These people can help. They're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 at 866-558-3328. That's 866-558-3328. Or again, anytime online at swrecovery.com. Stephen, before the break, we were talking a little bit about collection methods and different tools of the trade that your agents use to help resolve these matters for your clients. Talk a little bit about your success rate.
Well, Casey, that is a question that I get asked a lot, believe it or not, and it's a real hard one to answer. There's not just a bullseye that I can point you to and say, this is going to be what we're able to do for you. And here's the reason why. Demographics plays a big role in the success rate of our collection efforts, and I don't control who my clients choose to do business with. So the success rate is going to depend on two factors. One, the demographic of the person that my client is doing business with or chooses to do business with, and two, how early we get involved in the process. Our collection rate is always zero if our customer waits till, you know, it's too late. Conversely, if they're doing business with people that what I like to call credit criminals, people that just don't pay their bills, I'm not likely to collect very much for them. However, I've got customers that we collect 70, 80, 90, even 100%. It varies very widely, and it's based on a lot of factors that are unforeseen, and I really don't know what I'm going to collect for a given customer. We ask a lot of questions in the onboarding process, and everybody that calls us is not a good fit. We try to screen and make sure that, you know, we're going to be as successful as possible. But at the end of the day, our contingency-based program means that we don't get paid if our customers don't get paid. So the risk is all on us. We expend a lot of time, money, energy, and sending out letters and communications and screening the data entry process. We have a large amount of time and money that goes into onboarding a customer. So we need to be successful. We want to be successful, but I simply can't answer that question with a definitive, we're 100% across the board, because it's just not, it wouldn't be honest to do that.
Talk a little bit about the process and what a potential client can expect once you take on their receivables challenges. How does Southwest Recovery update their clients on the status of their accounts that they're attempting to collect on?
Well, I think that's one of the biggest things that our clients appreciate the most. Each one of our clients is given an account manager. Well, they have a person that they can contact if they have questions or problems or just you know, need some information about what's going on with their account. But more importantly, we give each customer a completely secure client portal that they can log into. And basically, Casey, it is a transparent window into what our company is doing. It's updated in real time. Customers can run reports. Customers can look at payments. Customers can audit productivity of the company. They can see the last time that we talked to a customer. They can see what the customer said to us. Our client portal allows our customers to use our merchant services account to accept payments from their clients. There is back and forth communication that is secure in the client portal. There's an area there where they'll get alerts if we need something. For instance, if we got an account that their customer is wanting to see an updated invoice, or they just need something a little bit more concrete before they're willing to pay, we can communicate with their clients through that portal, and it's secure. The client can log in there and take a look at activity. They can see things like, as I mentioned, alerts, things that we need. They can update payments that they receive in there. And as I mentioned, I think it's probably the biggest reason why customers do business with us is that client portal is such an open door. It's such a transparent glass window into what we're doing, and they're able to log in there 24/7. So if they just wake up in the middle of the night and they want to know what's going on with their accounts and we're not open, then they can just simply log into the client portal and take a look at what's going on. And as I mentioned before, we will have a dedicated client services rep that they can call. They will get the answer they need when they need it.
Talk about some of the information that you would need from a potential client in order to accept their outstanding collection accounts.
Well, one of the most important things is demographics. I preach this on a daily basis to customers that want to do business with us. Demographics, demographics, demographics. We need to know the who, what, when, and where. And we get that from our clients in the process of information that they do on their intake. So, for instance, if it was an individual that we were trying to collect from, we'd like to have a name. We'd like to have last known address. We'd like to have a telephone number. We'd like to have the date of birth, the social security number. An email address these days is very important. Cell phone. Work phone, anything that they had in their computer system that helped them track that person or do business with that person or that company, we'd like to have that information. Now, I get this question a lot. Steve, I just don't have some of that information. And I tell people, don't worry, we can get it. We are experienced collectors. And part of the collection process, Casey, is working to find information that our customers don't have. So we have access to databases where we're able to determine that information if they don't have it. The other thing that we need is some type of proof that shows that that individual or that business owes them the money. That could be for a medical client, consent to treat. It could be a financial responsibility document. For a business, it could be a contract. It could be a signed purchase order, things of that nature, something that demonstrates that that customer or that debtor owes you money. A lot of times people will tell me, well, I didn't think to get a contractor. Maybe it's a business owner that's just starting out or a contractor that's working out of their truck. So I ask people all the time if they had received payment on the work that they had started. And if they tell me yes, then I will let them know that that's an enforceable agreement. It's considered a verbal contract. And that verbal contract can be enforced because they made a payment towards the services. So, you know, each situation is a little bit different, Casey. And so that's why we recommend if they have a question, give us a call. We're always happy to answer questions. And, you know, sometimes the answer is no. But, you know, if there's something that we can do or something that we think is viable and that we can help that customer, we'd like to hear from them because you never know.
If you've got a small business where maybe your customer's outstanding debts are getting a little high, or you're just looking for someone to take the hassle of collections off your hands, Southwest Recovery is an experienced professional debt recovery company that can help you. They'll take your accounts on a contingency basis. Right now, log on to swrecovery.com or Monday. Pick up the phone. They're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 at 866-558-3328. That's 866-558-3328. Or again, anytime online at swrecovery.com. What are some of the reasons you may not be able to successfully collect on a debt?
The first and foremost would be if the business or the individual filed for bankruptcy. Federal bankruptcy courts, you're prohibited from attempting to collect a debt once a bankruptcy filing has been initiated. That's why when we talked earlier about when's the best time to get a collection agency involved, and it's earlier than later, because you run the risk of the individual filing bankruptcy or the business filing bankruptcy. Likewise, a lot of people ask me questions about businesses that go defunct or they go out of business. And I tell my clients, the first question that I'll ask them is, did you get a personal guarantee? And a lot of times they'll say, no, I don't even know what that is. And so I tell people all the time that if you're doing a business with a business, you need to make sure that you've investigated the business, that you know who you're doing business with, their financial stability, et cetera. Because if that business goes belly up and they don't file bankruptcy, but they close the doors and you don't have a personal guarantee, then the owners of that business who you had the relationship with, that were writing the checks and sending them to you in the mail, in most cases will not be personally liable for that debt. Now, there are some cases where you can pierce the corporate veil. It's a little bit more detailed, and you have to get an attorney involved to do that. But in essence, if a business did not keep its paperwork in order, you have the ability to challenge that in court and make them show that they've been keeping their corporate minutes up to date and things of that nature. And sometimes you can pierce the corporate veil, but on smaller accounts, you're simply going to spend more money than it's worth to try to collect it. So, you know, there are a few reasons why, you know, we aren't able to collect. And those are primarily the two, bankruptcy and when a business goes out of business. And then, of course, there's statute of limitations. Texas, for instance, has a 4-year statute of limitations on attempting to collect a debt. And so if it's you've waited over 4 years to turn something over, well, then at that point, it's too late. It's barred. You cannot attempt to collect a debt that is outside the statute of limitations.
What do you charge for your services?
Well, the most important thing is nothing if we can't collect for our customers. And I think that's the value added message that I want to get across today. But we do charge a percentage of what we're able to collect. And that percentage can range. And it is usually based on the volume of accounts that our customers have. Obviously, somebody that has a larger volume of accounts or a higher account as far as the balance goes, we can charge a little bit less than we would charge somebody that just had one account for, say, $1,500. It's all based on volume. But our typical ranges are from anywhere from 20% to 50%. And again, it's based on the age of the account, and it's also based on the volume that our customers turn over. Typical customer is going to receive a tiered pricing rate, Casey, and it's 35% of what we're able to collect if the account is under a year of age. It slides to 40% if it's over a year. And then finally, our fees cap out at 50% if they're over 2 years of age. Now, what I tell people a lot of time is that just because we weren't able to collect it from them on the first letter or the first phone call or the first attempt doesn't mean that that debt is dead. We do report the accounts to the credit bureaus, and they can stay active with the credit bureaus for a period of up to 7 years. So a lot of times that's a safety net that can be cast underneath the debtor's account so that when they are in better financial position or they get a new job or they're trying to buy something or they're trying to sell something or they're trying to do something that requires credit, we're able to catch them in that net, and they'll pick up the phone and call us and say, "Steve, I really, really, really want to buy a house, but I can't because you have this on my credit report. What can I do?" And the answer is always the same. Well, you just need to get the debt cleared up. If you'll pay it, we can get your credit updated and we'll help you get on the road to buying that house. So the credit reporting is a big part of what we do. And we do manage a lot of disputes and back-end processes that our clients will never see to remain compliant with the credit bureaus.
Is there a contract or an agreement that you have in place with your clients?
Yes, we're required to have a services agreement in place, Casey. We are basically hiring a third-party debt collection company means that you are giving us the ability to act as your agent in the act of collecting those debts. So a third-party agent needs to be clearly defined and it needs to be written. If there's no written agreement, we can't act as that agent and thus would not be compliant with the law. The contract is open-ended. We're not trying to tie anybody down to a lengthy term. If we're not meeting their expectations, I want them to have the ability to go somewhere else. I've built my reputation in my business off of earning a customer's respect and then their business. I don't believe in tying them down for 12 months and then they have to kick and scream through the 12-month contract because we're not doing our job. I'd rather have a friend than a client, and I have let a lot of people know up front that I'm not scared to earn their business. Give us a shot. Give us an opportunity. If you have a collection agency and you think they may not be doing a good job, let us have some of the accounts. Give us a challenge. Let us see if we can do a better job than they do, and then you'll sleep better at night knowing that you have the answer that that collection agency that you thought may or may not be doing a good job is or is not by giving us a shot to earn your business.
What makes Southwest Recovery different than other debt recovery companies? What sets you guys apart?
Well, I take pride in the fact that we treat people with respect. It's just as simple as that. You cannot get on the phone and browbeat people and call them 300 times and think that they're going to pay you. That's just not how it's done. We will routinely pull calls that our collectors make and keep a scorecard and counsel them and give them counseling, give them advice, give them reasons why they were able to collect the debt or reasons why they weren't able to collect the debt. And I think at the end of the day, you know, it is all about respect. It's all about the courtesy and the way that you speak to somebody. I can't see the person on the other end of the line, but you can hear voice inflection. You can determine animosity. You can determine anger in a person's voice. And so it's very, very, very important to keep a calm, even tone. And again, I'll emphasize this, and I cannot emphasize this enough. It's how you treat the person you're speaking to, and it's respect, respect, respect.
An experienced professional debt recovery company. If you've got receivables challenges with your small business or even a larger business, Stephen and his team are ready to help you. Southwest Recovery Services, they're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 at 866-558-3328. That's 866-558-3328. Or again, anytime online at swrecovery.com. Stephen, that's all the time we have today. Thanks so much for joining us on Ask the Experts.
Thank you, Casey. I really appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about my business with the community at large.
Absolutely. And we'll have you again next time right here on Talk 1370's Ask the Experts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.